What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Awesome, man. So I love that you're talking about confidence there. What have you done to build your confidence over this time period? Because you can't have always been as confident as you are now.
Oh, I love that question. Like, what did I do to build up my confidence? You know what, man? It's as simple as this. The way that you increase your level of confidence is to not care what other people think. That's it. That is a secret. Do not care what other people think. Because guess what? I've gone to the bank tons of times and tried to deposit a whole bag of people's opinions. And for some reason, they wouldn't accept it. Right? So it's like, we think that people's opinions actually matter. They don't. They don't translate into sales. They only translate into people trying to impose their own mediocrity onto you. And because they, you know that quote, that adage that goes, those who can't should not interrupt the people or tell the people who can. I'm butchering that, but it's basically like, those who cannot do should not interrupt the people that are doing it. You know, like, it's usually the people that can't perform are the ones that are telling you that it cannot be done. It's never the people that have done it that tell you it can't be done. Never. No one that has achieved anything great will tell you that it's impossible. In fact, it's the exact opposite. They're always the ones that are motivating you, inspiring you, and telling you that you can do it. I've done it before, and I have so many less resources. Like, here's a strategy. Try this, try that. It's always the people that are less capable that want to tell you that you're not able to do what you say you're going to set out to do. And so if you stop caring about what those other people think, then you put yourself in a position where you block out so much noise, and you're like a racehorse, right? You got these blinders on the side. And all you do is just run straight. You run straight towards that goal. You block out all that noise. So the number one key to success in building the confidence that you want is to not care what other people think.
I love that, man. So if you were talking to a lawyer that they've stopped caring what other people think, they're going into it, they're going into it strong, but they don't know how to find that first client, what would you tell them to go do?
So it definitely depends on the type of practice area that you are in, you know? Okay, let's say you've got the confidence, right? You've got the persuasion skills, you have the ability to sell people on your services, but for some reason you still haven't acquired a client for your law practice or your business. I would first look at where I am looking for clients. If you're trying to look for clients only in one medium, like, hey, I only post on Facebook and I do tons and tons of videos and content on Facebook, or for some reason I'm not getting any clients, think about all of the other media where you could be producing and generating clients. I'm not talking about just social media. I'm talking about networking events. I'm talking about meetups, whether it's like, I love cars, right? I want to go and meet people that have cool cars. And those people that I can connect with, I tell them a little bit about my business and we end up connecting and jiving, and one thing leads to another. They think about me when they're involved in an accident. But look at all of the different ways that you're trying to acquire business and think about why you aren't succeeding. Think about all of the money that you're leaving on the table by not pursuing other opportunities. So I think you should never leave a stone unturned in the beginning. You should look at all of the networking opportunities, utilize all of the social media platforms, and do them well and long enough so that you can actually have a large enough sample size. You know, if you try something once or twice and it didn't work, what do you think is going to happen? What's the likelihood that you're going to win the lottery the very first time that you buy a ticket, right? But for the people that all get together and they know that, hey, there's 1.7 million tickets left and we know the jackpot is $10 billion, we're all going to get together and we're going to buy all these tickets. Statistically, they know that they're going to win. The same thing applies. It's just having a large enough sample size. And so I even though I disagree with the premise that, hey, it only takes that one case, you know, to revolutionize your business, because then you're relying on sort of that lottery ticket approach, I do think that it takes one more piece of content, one more advertisement, one more connection to drastically change the trajectory of your life. And so that's what I think people need to look at is, are you focusing and looking at all of the other opportunities where you can acquire clients? And if not, what do you need to do to get there? What do you need to do to open those doors? If there's no seat at the table, create your own damn table, or at least serve water at that table and then figure out a way to get in and communicate with those people. Don't leave a stone unturned.
I love that answer, man. So a lot of people, I don't think it really matters what industry you're talking about. A lot of people start a business, they get really, really good at doing what they do locally. But most people are clueless when it comes to expanding on a national level or opening up markets in other states. Do you have a strategy for that stuff?
So I think a lot of people want to be a lot bigger than they really can handle. And they try to focus on the national level or the global level before dominating a local level. And so I think if you want to grow your business, you should really start at maximizing and being resourceful at the local level. You know, massive companies like Amazon and Microsoft and Google and Tesla, they didn't start with just, you know, well, with the exception of Tesla, right? Because Elon Musk started at PayPal and sold his portion of PayPal for $400 million. And then took that money and invested it into Tesla and, you know, all these other companies, right? But with Google and Apple and Microsoft, a lot of these companies started from the garage. They started just like a very small operation. Hell, even the CEO of FedEx bet $5,000 in Vegas to bring his company out of bankruptcy or keep them from going bankrupt. And he won that bet. He took that money and invested it into FedEx. And now it's the massive company that we know today. And so before you think really, really, really big in your business, think about how you can dominate at a small local level, because there's momentum in that small local level. There are connections and resources that you have that you wouldn't be able to get as quickly as you could if you try to get a client from 3,000 miles away or from even 20 miles away. Look at what's right in front of you. As a personal injury attorney, I know that my network is my net worth. And the friends and family and even my colleagues from law school, my high school and college buddies, like all of these people, anyone that I've touched or communicated with, even the clients that I was selling car audio and wheels to, those people are becoming my clients today. And they've evolved and they've watched me grow on my social media. And they now realize, oh man, I want to support you. Hey, I've been in an accident. They'll text me, they'll message me. It's just crazy. But it's because I'm putting myself out there every single day. And on social media, I think we just don't do a good enough job of always advocating for ourselves. We don't tell people what we do. I mean, the first 3 years after I graduated, I'd literally be going into Starbucks and, you know, and they're like, you know, they ask for your name and you put your name on the cup. I'm like, yeah, just put CEO lawyer on there. So that when they yell CEO lawyer, everyone in the freaking Starbucks knows who it is. You know, we're just not as big of advocates for ourselves. And so dominating at that local level and touching every single person and letting them know who you are and what you do at a local level, it's so much easier to dominate and build that critical mass. And once you've built that critical mass, then you should be able to generate enough revenue to be able to market and grow out of that local network into a regional network statewide and eventually national or internationally, as big as you want to go. But first, dominate that local level. Even look at the social media platforms. It's the same thing. They didn't start by saying, okay, well, we want to be a social media app that goes nationwide. No, Facebook started on college campus in Harvard. And it started just for college students to be able to rate their classmates. You know, even Clubhouse right now, it's one of the hottest apps on social media. It's one of the hottest social media, fastest growing apps. It started as just a way for Silicon Valley techs to be able to communicate with each other in a faster approach, faster than Zoom. And that's how it started. And now they have millions of users and they're growing every single day. Dominate at the local level before you think at a national or international level.
100%, man. And I love how you mentioned Clubhouse, because they definitely started with it being the tech people, the entertainment people, and just those little niche people. And it's branched out and it keeps bringing these niches together even stronger. Like, I feel like it brings these like just audiences of people together in a way that like we couldn't really engage with each other in the same way before. Like, you'd have a hard time actually getting to each other. But now you get on Clubhouse, you see right through who's real, right through who's fake, and you're just there. It's crazy.
No, dude, I mean, and obviously for podcasters too, this is your time to shine. Podcasters, announcement, public service announcement. This is your time to shine. Like, I think the reason that Clubhouse is working so well, like, and I, dude, I just get passionate just when I start talking about this stuff because I see the direction that it's going. My wife thinks I'm crazy when I'm up on Clubhouse at 11 o'clock, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. because I'm just in these rooms and I'm feeling so good because I have all this energy. Dude, the reason Clubhouse is growing so quickly is because there is no room for filters. You are live. You are talking to people one-on-one. You can't make mistakes. You can't say something and then go back and say, oh, well, you know, I didn't really mean that. Let's edit that out of the video. You got to be perfect. You got to be on point 100% of the time. And so the podcasters, the people that have been doing these audio experiences and the people that have been practicing on video and watching themselves perform these videos every single day are the ones that are going to excel on these platforms. And I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction that the next social media app, right now we're talking about Clubhouse, it's the fastest and hottest growing social media app on earth. I would say that the next social media platform is going to incorporate live video only. It's going to be just like Clubhouse is an audio drop-in, it's going to be a video drop-in where people can just hop in and do live video at a massive scale. And I think that the same way that Clubhouse is giving people the opportunity to be live and raw and unedited, there's going to be a video version of that. And so unless Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, they jump in on that live trend first, which they've been trying to do for the past like 5 years, the company that figures out how to do the live thing is going to win. And that's why Clubhouse is dominating right now. And that's why you should be on Clubhouse too.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.